Oh, I still think I can hear it.
We can get started with Matt.
Hi, Bob. I think Bassett had been down to start today. What's the reason for the switch?
Because we are going to play the Dodgers early in the year, and we'll keep him off him and make sure we get his numbers. He's throwing a sim game right now at minor league camp.
Is that going to be his last throwing before opening night?
His last throwing live to hitters, yeah. He'll throw a bullpen in between.
And then how's is anything new with Frankie's finger today with the nail?
No, hopefully he takes a day off. And the good news is you can throw bullpens and throw with something on it. So he'll continue to play catch and do his thing. And hopefully once we get to the off day, the workout day in Oakland, it'll be that much better and he'll be able to pitch, hopefully. And even then, he could pitch with something on because it's not a regular game.
Manolo?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine. You talk about Bassett throwing that simulated game. How many pitches or innings he's going to pitch?
I think he's going to get close to 85, 90 pitches today, which would put him at, you know, at 100 pitches or 105 come opening day.
Yes, I'm guessing that Luzardo is going to be in the same situation tomorrow, right?
Correct. He'll be in the same situation tomorrow, and Puck will start the game, start tomorrow's game.
So, yes, Luzardo will pitch after Puck.
Luzardo will pitch at minor league camp in a sim game. Puck will start the regular game.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody that I don't know if you know, because I'm sure you knew him. Somebody that played in your generation, you know, Luis Salazar, he played 13 years in the majors. And we are remembering so many things about baseball from many, many years ago, you know, and he laughs at situations like now, like the second baseman playing in right field and stuff like that. Well, but, you know, the topic, I bring it over because for you, you know, this is your 10-year as the athletics manager, although you started in 2011 when the season already was going. And you have a half a century in baseball since you were drafted by the Tigers in 2000, so many years ago. But
you're dating me, all facts.
Yeah, but, you know, what I would like to know, you know, you only have 7 days to play before the opening day season, 7 days to go. Some things that cannot change are the emotions. You know, you are, of course, so many years in baseball, but how are your emotions going through now, only 1 week into the season? You know, how do you feel now? That little kid, is still a lot of that little kid that you was drafted by the Tigers now when you're waiting for the season?
Well, if that little kid still wasn't there, I probably still wouldn't be doing this. So that's, I'll be as excited and nervous for opening day. And that will probably start once we get back to Oakland and have our off day and have our workout. All I'll be thinking about is opening day. And once you take the field and you get announced on opening day, if you don't feel like that's a special day, then something's wrong with you. So my nerves are still there. The excitement is still there, fortunately. So there's nothing like opening day. I've often said there's opening day and then there's 161 games after that.
Yeah, and the other day you were talking about Mitch Moreland, you know, about how he's going to help you this year as a DH. But I imagine, I'm wondering if, you know, he's going to be one of those guys that he's only going to hit against right-handers, or you're going to keep him in there also against some lefties because he could hit some lefties too.
Yeah, I think the plan right now is probably more against righties, and he's aware of that. You know, I think when we were talking to him before we signed him about that role, that probably came up, and he's used to that. You know, I joke with him now, it seems like every start he gets, it's against a left-handed pitcher, and it's kind of like, don't get too comfortable with that. But he understands the dynamic. He's been through it before, and that's one thing that's good about having a veteran guy like that is, yeah, he kind of understands how we do things, and he's all in with that.
Shayna?
Matt Chapman's out of the lineup. Is that just regular day off?
Yeah, I had to split these two games up anyway, and some of the guys wanted to play the night game. So Olsen, Andrus, all those guys that are playing tonight will not start tomorrow for the most part. And then we have Moreland and Chapman and Pinder and Piscotty. So the other kind of half of the group will start tomorrow's game.
Matt?
This is a little bit unrelated, but yesterday California announced that they're intending to make vaccinations eligible for everybody. I think it's 15 or 16 and older starting April 15th. Is that a discussion that's going to happen team-wide in terms of whether or not to encourage guys to get the vaccine?
I think it's ongoing at this point. I really can't speak for the players at this point. I don't think there's anything with MLB at this point that would make the vaccination available. I can tell you my own experience. I've had the first shot, here in Arizona. The age would suggest, so I have had the first shot. I'm sure it'll be an ongoing discussion as far as the players and where we go with this. So it certainly would make protocols easier, I think, if there was a certain amount that did, but I can only, at least at this point, speak for myself.
Alex.
Hey, Bob. Did Mike have his bullpen yesterday? And if so, how did that go?
Actually, it's today. I got ahead of myself there. And everything is gone really well right now. So he still has not thrown to hitters yet. That'll be the next step. So, he won't start with us. He'll have to start on the DL at this point. But at least he's going in a trajectory that is a good one right now. And he tends to respond pretty well. Once he gets going like that, he's a pretty tough guy. He's pitched with at times before with some issues and, where we thought maybe he wouldn't be able to start a game, but he did. He's pretty tough and durable as far as making his starts.
Gotcha. And a quick follow-up. As we get closer to the regular season, just in the division, who are the starting pitchers that you think could present the biggest challenge to the A's specific lineup? Just in the AL West.
You mean run down all the different teams? And
anyone that comes to mind, I guess, just off the top of your head.
Start with Greinke, their opening day guy. So I kind of don't want to handicap, who I think the best ones are in the division, because that could be billboards or, stuff for other teams to incentivize. But the one thing about our division, it's tough. We got a ton of starting pitching in our division that is difficult. And that starts with the Astros and all their guys. So we have a tough division as far as starting pitching, though.
Okay, thanks.
Martin.
Hey, Bob. I know you might still be trying to get to know Ka'ai Tom as a player, at this point in camp. But to this point, just from what you've seen of him, is there anything that kind of sticks out to you about just the way he plays the game or the work that he puts in practice and all that?
The thing that stands out for me is the power that he has for a guy, his size. And, that shows up in batting practice instantly. He uses the whole field. He takes some pitches. We're learning about him kind of on the fly, other than the numbers that we've seen in the past and last year. Obviously, there's not a ton to go on. But I think the thing that stands out the most for me is the power that he has. He regularly hits the ball out to right center field in batting practice, like a guy that, a true power guy, and he's hit 20 plus home runs before. So that kind of stands out for me.
Evan Grant.
Hey, Bob. Just had a quick Elvis-related question and follow-up, possibly. I think you said he's not going to play tomorrow against the Rangers or won't start. Is that correct?
Correct. He's going to play the night game tonight. I'm not going to run him out there tomorrow and a day game after.
So I guess the one question would be, how do you feel like he's adjusted to the new environment? It's got to be something of a challenge for a guy who's only known one thing for 12 years of a major league career.
No doubt. And I often think about that, someone that's been in a place as long as he has and is a fan favorite and been through different regimes and teams and so forth, I am pleasantly surprised at how well he's fit in here, because I've been on other teams too, and I know there's some uncomfortableness going to a new team, especially a team in a division that you've been competing with. But his personality would suggest that he probably could get along anywhere and do it very quickly. And he adds a dynamic to our dugout that, you know, maybe we were lacking a little bit. I mean, he is not afraid to speak his mind. He is very enthusiastic in the dugout. And I think that works very well for us. Plus, he's just a great guy and loves to play baseball. And that shows up, that showed up very quickly here. So, you know, he came to me early on, said, look, I want to get out there with Chapman as much as I can because I want to learn, you know, where I need to play and so forth and so on. Something you would expect from somebody that understands the game like him. So he's fit in very well. The short answer would be he's fit in very well.
If there's just one potential follow-up to that, and I'm glad to know that Elvis hadn't lost his voice. We're very used to that. But is there one thing, is there something you guys have tried to get him to work on this year that you feel like can get him back to where he was 3 years ago?
I think health's the most important thing, and we've seen him healthy here. And for veteran guys like him, we don't probably ask too much early in spring. It's just about kind of the progression. He understands that the last week, the last 10 days or so, are the most important, and he's swinging the bat probably better now than he was early in camp. But I think we're trying to get to know him and let him be himself, as opposed to kind of going to him and saying, okay, these are drastic changes we need to see right now. That probably happens along the way if we see some things. But for a guy that's experienced as he is and is understanding, and I've likened him to a point guard, you know, in his knowledge of the game, you know, maybe there's a little bit more direction or coaching at some point in time, but that's something we're resisting to do right away because we want him to be himself.
Thanks for letting me intrude. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Vince.
Bob, since pitchers and catchers reported, we were always asking questions about the status and where does Aramis Garcia fit in, and he's grown, and it hasn't been announced yet. It seems that he has a very good chance to be on your opening day roster. He threw out another runner yesterday. I know he's worked hard with Marcus Jensen behind the plate, but still watching the growth of him behind the plate, what has this spring training been like for you? Seeing somebody you didn't know before and knew that there, it's a significant role that you're asking whoever that was going to be grab onto. And it seems like he's made the most of these chances.
He has, and he's done it offensively too. You know, maybe the defense has always been there. Like you said, I haven't seen a ton of him, but he was a guy I was keying on early on, especially in bullpens, to just see how his relationship with the pitchers. They always get together after a bullpen session, listening to what he has to say. He's very knowledgeable. He takes the catching part of it very seriously, and he frames very well. He throws very well. Being a former catcher, those are things that are important to me and that hopefully I see. And he's done it beautifully here in camp. So to get to this point where he's on the verge of potentially making this team, there's a lot more into it than just evaluating performance in games. And I've been very impressed by his knowledge.
How big of a challenge really has this been for him? And how has he been able to not allow that to overtake, you know, what he's trying to do to make the club?
Yeah, coming off a year where he didn't play and he had had an injury, it's, you know, there's got to be some doubt whether or not, you know, I'm going to be on it right away. When you come to a new team and you're trying to make a team, you need to be. But I think, you know, things like he'll come to a game that he doesn't have to be there for, that we've given him off the protocols, and so we only bring so many guys to a game, but he wants to come to these games. He wants to watch the other team. He's there the whole game. There have been times I even said, okay, you know, their lineup's out of the game, you can leave. He doesn't want to. He wants to watch. He wants to learn the pitchers and be soak in as much knowledge as he possibly can. That's impressive.
And finally, the Astros have announced their entire rotation for the series. Are you willing to go beyond opening day at this point, or we need to wait?
Tomorrow, we'll probably go first three, just because, you know, we're not sure. We're obviously where we are in the last spot, and Frankie. So the order, you're going to see Lizardo probably in two. We'll see where Minaya fits in. It's potentially three. It has a lot to do with what four and five looks like.
Manolo.
Whether it's putting up lefties, there are a lot of variables kind of to that.
Sure. And Bob, I'm happy that Evan is there because he probably would like to listen to this. There's a guy in his team he covers that you love, that guy, that for so many years, 6 years, he was everyday at the age. But now he's going through a very difficult moment with that quad injury. He's not going to be able to start the season. Chris Davis, of course. Have you had a chance to reach out to him and talk to him about this injury that he's not going to be able to start the season?
That's news to me. I did not know that. Is this something recent?
Yes, he had it about maybe 4 days ago, running out of a ground ball to first base. It is a quadriceps injury, and he's in the disabled list right now.
Oh, I did not know that. So, yeah, I mean, you get kind of, you know, into your own thing here, especially at the end with making cuts and trying to get your roster set. So I probably will reach out to him. That's unfortunate. You know, we all – hope he has a really good year, less maybe some games against us. But, you know, he's still very well thought of here. And I'm surprised I didn't know that at this point.
Take a final question from Matt.
Just confirming, you said Fires is definitely going to start the season on the IL.
Correct. And I'm going to tell him that in about 5 minutes. So if you could give me a little time. But I think he's pretty aware of that as well, just based on the progression that we normally have. For a pitcher going into the season.
Does that make it any more likely that you would start with like a long guy in the bullpen to back up maybe the fourth and fifth starters just in case?
Yeah, I think we have several options for long guy. And what is a long guy, you know, nowadays? Is it three innings? Is it two innings? So I don't think that potentially affects us if you're looking to maybe one of the starters in the bullpen. I'm not sure it affects that. I think it's just the best complement we have because I think we can cover that regardless.
And then just lastly, I was wondering, did you know Mike Bell from your time in Arizona?
You know what? I didn't. And then I heard about that he was struggling a few days ago. That's really sad. And he was in Diamondback organization, I think right after I left. It's just so sad. It's just tough to even to talk about. Everybody you talk to about him just absolutely loves him and his knowledge for the game, his family. That one stings. You good?
Bob. Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.